With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every year, give Jeffrey crisp, 10 crisp $100 bills, and I don't worry when that money is dips below the $1,000 mark, because I know ultimately I'm a buy and hold guy. Jeffrey, what's the status of things?
Jeff, through 4 weeks of action, we are currently 29-28. You currently have $840. You guys spend the money to make money.
Isn't that amazing? You've done better than not, 29-28, and yet I'm down.
Got to pay the juice, baby.
See, that's the kind of integrity we have here.
Yeah, we'd also like to give a sincere FU to the goalpost at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the young men of Appalachian State, I hope you thought about what you did, blowing a 28-3 lead as a favorite. Who else is on the S list? Let's see. I'm really, really not pleased with the work of Old Dominion's offense. Mm. And then also Iowa and Rutgers getting 21 or 24 points off of turnovers was tough for a 34-point over or total.
All right, it's a new day.
It's a new day.
What do we got?
All right, Jeff, quick stats when betting on the favorite, 11-11. Underdogs, 6-5. The over, 2-3. That will not be applicable today. The under, 10-7. The Southeastern Conference, 12-9. The Big Ten, 4-3. 6-9 in the ACC. Jeff, the biggest upset of the year, 8-0 when betting on the Pac-12. Normally, that's where my money goes to light on fire. 3-3 in the Big 12, 6-1 in the AAC, 3-2 in the Mountain West, 3-5 in the Sun Belt, 1-1 on MACtion, and 1-2 on CUSA. Let's start Friday night, Jeff. We got one of my favorite spots to bet. We got a dumpster fire in Boise, Idaho. San Diego State still can't score on offense, but give me San Diego State plus 6.5. Boise State's an absolute dumpster fire.
What has happened there at Boise State?
They made a bad hire.
Is this year two?
Yes. Or is it year three?
Year three? He's done.
Year two. Yeah, because Harsin's
only year two.
Yeah, but they made a bad hire.
San Diego State plus 6.5 over the dumpster fire that is Boise State.
Jeff, we got Washington and UCLA. Should be a good game in the Pac-12 tonight. I'm not doing anything on the spread because both sides feel like traps. My lean is Washington. I feel like that is actually the trap. But I know UCLA is going to try to run the football. This feels like a big-time game where they kind of feel each other out. Give me under 64.5.
Under 64.5, Washington and UCLA next.
Jeff, consider this a challenge, Tiger fans. But more importantly, I'm considering this a challenge for Ryan Silverfield. Jeff, he is 9-18 against the spread.
Wow.
9-18. More importantly, as a favorite, he is 4-13. He's just 2-10 against the spread as a home favorite. Temple is 7-0 against the spread against the Tigers in their previous 7 meetings. Give me 18.5.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wait, Ryan Silverfield is 2-10 as a home favorite?
Yep. 5-12 in conference play against the spread.
So it's 18.5.
Yeah, give me 18.5.
You want it. Temple and 18.5 over Memphis.
Jeff, okay. There are many people out there that believe when service academies play that you should be rooting for both teams.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, that's wrong.
Oh, sorry.
We are asking these men to defend our country.
Right.
And most importantly, to defend the end zone.
Ah.
Give me under 38.
Under 38, that would be Navy and Air Force. Under 38. That makes it, your logic is impeccable.
Mm-hmm. I want them to defend.
Defend, right, with their lives.
Correct. Leave it all on the line.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Jeff, we got... Is that a dog? Is that a dog barking? No. That's a dog barking with fleas because everyone is on Kentucky. Give me Ole Miss minus 7.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Everyone is on Kentucky.
Really? What's your theory here?
Under Mark Stoops since 2017, which is as far back as my database goes, when Kentucky plays on the road against the SEC West, they're 0-6, and they're 0-6 against the spread. Give me Ole Miss minus 7. I think they can run the ball on them. I also don't think Kentucky's good. I think we're overinflating them because Florida self-destructed.
All right, next.
Jeff, we've got Kansas State, Texas Tech. Both teams coming off big wins last week. Doesn't that feel like a letdown spot?
Letdown spot.
Give me under 57.
Under 57. Texas
I believe also
Tech
it's going to be windy.
And Kansas.
In Manhattan. Probably. The other Manhattan.
The other Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Jeff, Oklahoma, TCU. Just give me TCU plus 6. I feel like we're starting to realize like Oklahoma's defense isn't that good and TCU can score. I don't know if they win outright, but I think they can keep it within a touchdown.
Okay.
Give me those 6.
TCU plus 6.
Jeff, let's go to Kinnick Stadium where dreams go to die.
Mm.
More importantly, it's where offense goes to die. Give me under 42.
Under 42.
Jeff, we have the greatest kids.
What do you like in that game, by the way?
Michigan, because I don't think Iowa can actually score, but I think Harbaugh will get it. Harbaugh gets into the trap of, oh my God, this is my Big Ten football. This is like when I used to play.
Right.
And he likes to like prove that he can win those type of games, so I just think it becomes a punt fest. Michigan's just way better than Iowa. The only thing that, like, it's emotional, I am close to leaning Michigan, laying 10.5. I just kind of wanted the under it because I don't know if Iowa's going to score. Jeff, we have great kids in Beaverton, Oregon.
Mm.
Great kids. Yet again, cashing. They're one of three FBS teams that is still 4-0 against the spread. I think Utah's overrated. Give me Oregon State and the 10.5.
Oregon State plus 10.5 over Utah.
Jeff, everyone's all loving them some Kansas. Loving them some Kansas. And I think Kansas is a good football team. I don't think there's any way, shape, form, or fashion on this green earth that they should only be a 3-point dog against Iowa State. Iowa State got into the Baylor trap last week. Give me Iowa State minus 3.
Not a Kansas believer, huh?
It's just the line's too small.
Iowa State minus 3 over Kansas.
Jeff, we got Kent State and Ohio.
I know
everyone has circled this one. Everyone's loving them some Kent State after they covered last week against Georgia, the only team to do so this year.
They scored points against Georgia,
they did
too.
Score points, and more on Georgia later. I just think 65.5 is way too many points. Give me under 65.5. Ohio's going to try to run the ball. They try to play slow. Give me 65.5, the under. Jeff, same principle, FAU, North Texas, 67.5 is just way too many dadgum points. Let's take that under.
Okay, next.
Jeff, this is a theory. I think Cal's sneaky good, and it might turn out that Notre Dame's win over Cal might have been better than we thought. Washington State's kind of a darling, and they did do some heroic work to cover, then not cover, then cover again last week. Give me Cal, give me the 4.
Cal plus 4 over Washington State.
Jeff, I think Tulsa's sneaky good. And more importantly, I still don't believe in Ben Bryant. Tulsa at home, give me 10.
So this is tricky for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Houston came in as a much ballyhooed team, and they got losable games the next two against Tulsa and then Memphis.
No, I got Cincinnati.
I'm sorry.
Tulsa, they play Tulane. I don't have anything on that game. But
okay.
They are both losable, yes.
Okay. Tulsa is, you're taking Tulsa plus 10.
Against Cincinnati, yes.
Okay, next. I don't know, I thought you said Tulane. I thought you said Tulane plus 10.
Tulane
is playing Houston.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Jeff, I think we got a quit special. I think Auburn's done. I know they can't score. I think LSU's sneaky putting it together. This is just fade the dumpster fire, just like we're doing with Boise State. Give me LSU, and I'm laying 8.
LSU minus 8 over Auburn. When does he get canned?
Perhaps Saturday night.
That'd be fun. Next.
Jeff, we got Clemson and North Carolina State. Yes, Clemson did not win the game of the year. They did not cover by a point. If anyone bought it out to 6, congratulations. But more importantly, Dave Dorn at North Carolina State, Jeff, when he is on the road, he is just 8-17 against the spread. The principal play with Dave Dorn teams is take him at home, fade him on the road. Clemson, North Carolina State, give me Clemson minus 7. Everyone's also all over North Carolina State. That's another trendy dog, so we're fading that.
All right, Clemson minus 7 over NC State.
Jeff, as previously mentioned, Georgia. What did Kirby Smart have the opportunity to do this week? Yell at his guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yell a lot at his guys. Georgia in division play since 2017 is now 11-2 against the spread. Jeff, including a perfect 6-0 when the spread is more than 24 points. Give me Georgia absolutely murdering Missouri on Saturday evening. Minus 29.
Minus 29 over Missouri.
Yeah. Anything like below 40, we're taking.
Okay.
And then finally, Jeff, you got to close out the night with an under.
A lot of unders in this card.
Jeff, that's everyone wants to bet the over. We bet the under because we're smarter and sharper, and that's what you get for listening to this here program. San Jose State, Wyoming, give me under 42.5.
All
neither
right.
Offense is very
so
good.
So here is the card. San Diego State plus 6.5 over Boise State. Washington, UCLA, go ahead and take the under 64.5. Navy and Air Force under 38. The Memphis game, go ahead and take Temple and the 18.5. Memphis is going to win that game, though, you think,
yes.
Right? Memphis is going to win that game. Ole Miss minus 7. Against Kentucky.
Yes.
Texas Tech, Kansas State, under 57. TCU, go ahead and take the 6. TCU plus 6 over Oklahoma. Michigan and Iowa is under 42. Oregon State plus 10.5 over Utah. Iowa State minus 3 over Kansas. Ohio, Kent State, that's the one that we'll all be locked into. Under 65.5. Florida Atlantic, North Texas, that's the other one we'll all be locked into. Under 67. Cal, go ahead and take the 4 points over Washington State. Tulsa plus 10 against Cincinnati. LSU minus 8 over Auburn. Dead man walking there at Auburn. Clemson minus 7 over NC State. Georgia minus 29 over Missouri. And San Jose State and Wyoming under 42.5. What's the Alabama-Arkansas line?
17.5. So that's a no-touch for me.
And why is that? Because you used to like do Alabama first half, Alabama second half, Alabama third.
I'm not sure Bill O'Brien's really that good of an offensive coordinator. And furthermore, while Arkansas' secondary is very banged up, Arkansas has had 20 sacks this year, and
they rush the hell out of the passer.
They do.
Now, they're, as you point out, they're bad on the old back end.
Correct.
The other problem is they run the ball. That's what they do.
Yes.
Alabama, you can't run the ball against Alabama.
No, but I'm also concerned that that loss last week is the old you might get the loss after the loss, but at the same time, I'm sick of laying 17.5 with Alabama on the road in the SEC and then that game going down to the fourth quarter.
The someone was pointing out that it is Alabama's games against Arkansas have been a good measuring stick for Alabama.
Correct.
When Alabama is really good, they destroy Arkansas. When Alabama struggles with Arkansas, they're not really good.
Yes, although last year I think we saw they were still really good and that game was a dogfight.
But I guess they don't win the national championship.
Yeah, I think that's
the years that they struggle with Arkansas.
Correct.
They do not win the national championship. All right, well, that's it. That's the card for today. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.